2014 Fall Football Online Preview continues here on idahosports.com. I'm Will Hennecke, joined now by Prairie High School head coach Ryan Hasselstrom. Coach Hasselstrom, how you doing?
Doing great, Will. How are you?
Doing good. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to come aboard with us here. I think when we visited last year, one of the things I remember you telling me is you thought, hey, we're going to be pretty good this year, but next year might be the year that we kind of bust through. Now that you've gone through last year, which was obviously a good year for you, do you still feel like that if a few bounces will go your way, this could be a big year in Cottonwood?
Yeah, we're really hoping so. You know, last year, I think we probably exceeded some expectations. Had a real good chance in the semifinal game against Troy, lost by 6 to go to the championship game. So that was probably a little more than we'd expected at the time, but with a lot of returning skill guys coming back and returning players that have the experience now, you can only hope for better things now, yeah.
Well, it's certainly not a bad year for you to feel like you've got a pretty good football squad. When I look at that schedule and I see Genesee, Salmon River, Council, Troy, Potlatch, Kamiai, even, you know, Clearwater Valley and Lapway, it's, you know, you're going to need a pretty good football team to navigate those waters.
Yeah, you know, we started out with Genesee opening up the last couple of years, and that's always a pivotal playoff game, you know, because they're usually one of the top teams. And then to be able to go, you know, against Salmon River and Council, you know, two teams that played in the Division II state championship last year. It's tough. Our league's always tough too, so that's what helps us get better.
Talk a little bit about the experience that you picked up last year. You know, Jake Bruner, a sophomore starting quarterback, now a junior, but you know, Lucas Arnson, Rhett Schlater, Isaiah Shears, you know, a lot of guys got a lot of playing time and made some big strides over the course of the season moving into this year.
Yeah, that's always key. You know, if you can bring back returning varsity guys, and they were young, most of those sophomores, a couple of them juniors, but, you know, Brenner sustained an injury late again in the year last year, so he has yet to play a complete season quarterback for us. Hopefully this year is going to be a big year as a junior. And Isaiah Shears is a good junior. Calvin Hinkleman is going to be a solid junior. Then you got Rhett Schlater, Lucas Arnson, Hunter McWilliams, Tanner Ross. We got a lot of good kids, you know, and they're that great basketball group, you know, 6'4", 6'5" kids that can move. And so we should be pretty athletic.
That was actually going to segue me into my next question. You got this great group of athletes. It's probably not just a good year for only football up there.
Yeah, you know, that group of boys won state in basketball last year and also won state in baseball last year, finished third in state in football. And, you know, so they got a taste of it, and they know what it's like. And, you know, they definitely want it. They want the football one pretty bad.
Back to the football side of it now. You talked a little bit about the margin for error in terms of the teams you're competing with. If you want to get to, you know, the end goal of deep into the playoffs or even a state championship, that margin for error is pretty slim. I don't know that it's any more evident than when you talk about, you know, the turnover game, you know, creating them on defense and not giving them away on offense. Just talk about how important in the 8-man game in that conference with, you know, such a small margin between some of these teams, how big a factor turnovers can be.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, if you watched us last year, both games we played against Troy, I think we had five and six turnovers in those games, so 11 total turnovers. And, you know, you just can't do that. It's not that the 11-man game you can get away with it, but an 8-man, things are so explosive. If the opposing team the ball too much, it's going to put a lot of pressure on your defense. And, you know, we're focusing on that offensively this year. And then defensively, I think, you know, we got a team that can go sideline to sideline and be pretty aggressive. So we're hoping to be able to, you know, to force turnovers there too with our athleticism this year defensively.
Talk about finally, Coach, as we get wrapped up here, just talk a little bit about the excitement for just, you know, in general, the fall sports getting going there in Cottonwood. I know that these smaller communities, boy, they really rally around their teams, whether it be football, volleyball, basketball, whatever it may be. Just talk about the excitement level up there in Cottonwood right now as the fall sports get rolling.
Yeah, it's great. You know, we started practice Monday night, and our Idaho County Fair kicked off last night. And so we've got people all around. I mean, even at practices, we got people sitting up on the hill watching practice. And You know, a small game atmosphere on Friday night's great. The sidelines, you know, people don't sit down in stands. You know, you got a few hundred people just roaming each sideline yelling. So good and bad, I guess, because they're right in your ear sometimes too. But it's great. It's a great atmosphere. You know, Prairie's really done well the last 10 years, you know, getting the program built up and had some success. And so we got really good community support, fan support. Kids have bought into the program. Had a great off-season weightlifting program this year. So we look for big things. There's no doubt about it. I don't think, you know, I'd be lying if I said something different. You know, I think everybody knows that. So should be a pretty good year for us, I'm hoping. Injury-free and turnover-free, hopefully.
Ryan Hasselstrom, the head coach of Prairie High School. We appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes, and best of luck this season.
Appreciate it, Will. Thank you.